Commissioner Udaly. Item number 247, please. This is a second reading.
247, amend the Arts Education and Access Income Tax to end administrative cost limitation, place cost limitation under City Council oversight, and direct the Revenue Division to work with the Arts Education and Access Fund Citizen Oversight Committee to increase the poverty level exemption.
Very good. This has already been read. It has had a staff presentation. There has already been public testimony on this item. It is a second reading. Please call the roll.
Fritz?
Quick reminder that arts tax is due by April 15th, and it's now even easier to pay. You just go on Portland Online. It's linked from the front page. I did it over the weekend. It's really easy. Aye.
Fish?
I thought we had a good discussion last week. Two members of the public came and testified strongly in support of the action that has been proposed by the Revenue Bureau and approved by the Arts Oversight Committee. Mayor, the one thing that we sometimes omit in those conversations is we don't start by telling the good news. And the good news is, thanks to the generosity of Portland taxpayers, 30,000 kids in our public schools now have arts education as part of their basic curriculum. And many of us took it for granted when we were in middle school and high school. It was part of the basic curriculum. Today, that's not the case. Portland voters overwhelmingly said they were willing to tax themselves to make sure that our children got access to arts education. What we know is this is not a perfect tax, and there may be some additional tweaks that we need to consider to make it less regressive. But I think the proposal before us is reasonable, and I vote aye.
Udaly?
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Fish and staff for continuing to make sure the necessary adjustments and refinements that ensure a fair and appropriate collection structure for this fee. I also want to thank the Arts Oversight Committee, Revenue Bureau Director Thomas Lanham, and his team for doing the hard work of collecting this tax. Aye.
Wheeler?
I want to thank everybody who is engaged in the conversation and the folks who testified previously on this item, and I share Commissioner Fish's belief that this has been very positive in terms of the outcomes. I want to remind everybody that this was brought to City Hall a number of years ago by the public. The public, if they so choose, could pull it back, but in the meanwhile, it is our obligation to run it as best as we can. And I believe that the changes that are being made through this ordinance give us the opportunity to better manage this program and to be more accountable in the administration of this program. So I strongly support the work. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.